opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Operation RNC. That's Operation RNC. You're listening to the Mark Harrington Show. Your radio activist here and voice of resistance, and I'm coming to you directly from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, where delegates for the Republican Party have gathered, and the convention begins on Monday. That is July 18th for 4 days here in Cleveland. And the program we're going to be talking about the events of the last several days here in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. We'll be talking about some of the things that are happening here in Cleveland, but also with the Republican Party. And then we'll be talking about some of the things we're going to be doing in Philadelphia as it relates to the Democrat National Convention in Philadelphia, and that'll begin on July 25th. So, Created Equal's been here for several days. We arrived here on Wednesday, the 13th of July, with a coalition of pro-life organizations, including Operation Rescue, Citizens for a Pro-Life Society, Protest ABQ, that's a group out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust, they're out of California. And this coalition was put together for one main reason, although we are also here to appeal to the broader culture. The main reason we put this together was to get the Republican Party to include a plank in the party platform that would defund Planned Parenthood. This has never been done before. The Planned Parenthood has never even been referenced in a platform before. And we began this effort in May, where I began to contact state chairmen of the Republican Party and ask them to pass along our request to include our language that they would defund Planned Parenthood. Each state chairman selects delegates to the Republican National Convention. Some of those sit on the platform committee. And so we sent these letters out and worked the phones a bit to see if we could get this done. Then we went on tour here in Ohio with Reverend Patrick Mahoney and Troy Newman. Troy from Operation Rescue went to Cincinnati, Columbus, Dayton, Toledo, and then ended up here in Cleveland, trying to draw attention to the idea of defunding Planned Parenthood in the platform of the Republican Party. And so on Monday this week, the party began to meet, the platform committees began to meet, the subcommittees began to meet, even before we arrived. And we started getting word that there was movement on including a defunding provision in the party platform. By the time we got here Tuesday night, it appeared that there had been an amendment to the party platform that was approved. And that, although it's not been released to the public yet, the Republican Party platform for the first time has a provision defunding Planned Parenthood, among other things. It's probably the most conservative party platform that we've seen in history, which is great news if you're a pro-lifer, if you're a Christian or conservative. Now, I know what a lot of people say. They say, you know, the party platform doesn't matter. Well, in some level, maybe there's some truth to that, but would we rather it the other way? Would we rather it that the party just water down the platform and the entire party go south? Or do we want to make sure that the party platform stays strongly conservative? strongly pro-life. I, for one, do. I believe that the party platform is the mission statement, if you will, of the core principles that are set out by the Republican Party, and therefore it gives them a roadmap. If you're a Republican and you're running for office or you hold elective office, this is the roadmap to which you should govern. And so I think it does matter, and the fact that we've gotten this done, that the Republican Party has now adopted our language to the party platform, defunding Planned Parenthood, is a very good thing. And also, along with that, reaffirming its opposition to Roe versus Wade, reaffirming the idea that we should pass a human life amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Those things are all good. And this, so we got the job done even before we arrived on Wednesday for our public outreach events. The party had agreed to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, this still goes to the floor of the convention to be ratified next week, and so it's not completely done, but that's generally a formality on something like this. The party as a whole rarely rejects what the party platform committee puts forward. So we're excited. We're happy. We don't have a lot of large victories all very often anymore, and it's nice to have one here and there. So we can claim victory here that we've seen some success. And once again, I'm speaking to you from Cleveland here. We're on the ground at the Republican National Convention, and you're listening to the Mark Harrington Show. You can go to our website and check out our program at createdequal.org. Just click on the radio icon, and you can listen to the program 24/7 if you want to download it onto your iPhone using iTunes, or you can use Podbean, and you can listen to the podcast anytime you like. Again, we're coming to you from the Republican National Convention. So the main purpose of why we came to Cleveland has been achieved. That is, we've got the defunding provision in the plank of the party. But we came for more than that, and that is to reach the delegates generally, to reach the city of Cleveland more largely, even broader than that, to send a signal to the American people, and that is that a nation that sheds innocent blood has no future. That is, if we really, as Donald Trump says, and again, I'm not a partisan here. We don't have a dog in the hunt, if you will. We're not advocating for or against Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton as an organization. But when he says he wants to make America great again, I've always said, well, America's only going to be great if America is good. And we are not good if we kill babies. We're not good if we slaughter the innocent. We're not good if we will preside over one of the greatest holocausts in human history. It's not going to work that way. God cannot bless a country that kills its children. So our message was much broader than just the Planned Parenthood defunding issue. We wanted to reach the city of Cleveland, which we were very successful in doing. Starting on Wednesday, we had events planned. We had permits that we applied for, and some of them we got, and I'll tell you more about the ones we didn't in a minute. But we started out at Public Square, downtown Cleveland, with our general outreach using abortion victim photography to reach the delegates and the population as a whole, and handing out literature. We have about 40 folks with us, our young people, our interns, also some staff with us traveling. The point is to open conversation about the gospel, open conversations about the sanctity of human life, and have a civil debate over this in the public square. That's what we do. That's who we are. We train young people up to do that kind of work. And so we were on the ground Wednesday in the public square, but also we had permits for that, but we also got denied a permit for Quicken Loans Arena. Quicken Loans Arena is where the Cavaliers play basketball, world champion Cavaliers play basketball. That's where the convention is going to take place. They denied us the permits for the 13th, 14th, and 15th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, citing that the sidewalk in front of Quicken Loans Arena was going to be swept. They mean that in the security sense, and be secured so that we could not have access. Well, interesting enough, even though they said that was the reason. When we arrived, Quicken Loans Arena was not secured. There were people walking everywhere. I mean, the public sidewalk, even the property of Quicken Loans Arena was accessible to the public. So we don't know if they're just lying to us or whether they just, this is just kind of what they just generally did, is denied permits for the area around Quicken Loans Arena. But either way, we were denied a permit that day. But we don't generally care a whole lot whether we have a permit, honestly. We do it as a courtesy to the government, if it's a university, to a university or the city, just as a courtesy. But we realize we don't need a permit. We don't need a permit to peaceably assemble and express our First Amendment rights. We understand that that permit is the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, specifically the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. So we went to Quicken Loans Arena without a permit, and we went, and our goal was to pray, hold a prayer vigil on the sidewalk, I'm sorry, on the steps of Quicken Loans Arena, on the property itself, to pray for the city of Cleveland, to pray for the police of Cleveland, to pray for the demonstrations that are to follow, and also to pray for the convention itself. And that is that we would see the defunding provision actually be ratified by the committee or by the convention on the convention floor. And so even though we didn't have a permit, we went there anyway. And we arranged something with the police that we wouldn't get arrested. It's a long story, but just suffice to say that we went to the Quicken Loans Arena irrespective of whether we had a permit or not, and were able to spend almost 45 minutes on the steps of Quicken Loans Arena praying again for the success of the convention, that things would go smoothly and that everyone's rights would be protected. So that was Wednesday. Along with that, we decided weeks ago to fly a tow banner over the city of Cleveland. And this tow banner is 50 by 100, huge, gigantic, billboard virtually. And on the tow banner, in bright, bold letters, it's spelled Rescue Unborn Children. Rescue Unborn Children with the R and the N and the C in red. And along with that, it had our website, createdeagle.org, and an image, a large image of a 15-week aborted baby. And we've been flying that over the city of Cleveland since Wednesday. And two flights a day, each for about 4 hours. And to say that this thing got media attention is probably an understatement. I think I got interviewed more than I have, that I can recall, ever. But either way, on the other side of the break here, I'd like to talk a little bit more about what's happening here at the Republican National Convention. We're coming to you directly from Cleveland at the Republican National Convention, Operation RNC. We got boots on the ground. We got the Air Force with our tow banner. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. There's a lot more to come.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn, and I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net. Or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 4230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Coming to you directly from Cleveland, Ohio, Operation RNC, and this is Mark Harrington, your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show. And folks, go to createdequal.org if you want to listen to the program 24/7. You can click on the radio icon, and you can listen to it on iTunes, on your mobile device, or Podbean. And these shows are also archived on Podbean, so you can listen to them anytime you like. Folks, we've been having a really, really interesting time here in Cleveland. I guess that's an understatement. Here with the Republican National Convention, which has written into its party platform this year to defund Planned Parenthood. And that's huge, because now for the first time, the party has set that as one of its core principles. They used to have in the party platform just a general provision that would exclude tax funding of abortion. Well, this is now broadened to single out Planned Parenthood because they perform abortions, but not only because they perform abortions, but any organization that advocates for abortion is now no longer, at least according to the party platform of the Republican Party, going to receive yours and my tax dollars, which is a good thing. Now we just got to get these Republicans to actually follow the party platform. Some do. We know that. Conservative ones do. The more liberal or left-leaning ones don't often. The rhinos, so to speak, the Republicans in name only. But and who's to know, you know, whether the presumptive nominee of the party will actually follow it. The good news is that, you know, now we have a strong mission statement for the party, and that's what we set out to do, that our language, the language that Created Equal put forward to the state chairman and throughout the country through the delegates, has now been included in the party platform. So we came for that one main purpose, and we have been able to achieve it. Beyond that, we've been on the ground, in the street, on the sidewalks, and on the ground with our mobile billboard trucks and mobile TV, gigantic Jumbotron TV, playing images of abortion victims. And beyond that, we've been to the air with our tow banners, which have the words "Rescue Unborn Children with an Aborted Baby Photo of 15 Weeks." So I guess to say the least, we the last several days, we have been the story in Cleveland. And one of the reasons I decided, I mean, the main reason we decided to come before the convention was so that, you know, we wouldn't get caught up in all the rest of the demonstrations that will be taking place next week, beginning July 18, when all the other protest groups and demonstrators come to the city. When you come, you know, several days before, you are the story because the media is looking for those types of stories. And so we were able to do that. Plus, of course, the committees are meeting, and therefore that's why we came. We could influence them why they're here. So we got a lot of media coverage. The Jumbotron and the tow banner has been all over the news nationally, not in the mainstream, not CNN or Fox national news yet, but a lot of written coverage, a lot of internet coverage, Huffington Post, Washington Times, The Guardian, BBC, some of those have all covered it. Fusion TV have been out here, and of course all the local TV and newspapers here in Cleveland. So it's been a good week. Tow banner will be flying today throughout the weekend. We began on Wednesday, and our plan was to fly the tow banner throughout the Republican National Convention through next Thursday. But on Wednesday afternoon, we heard from the company that tows the banner that the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, was putting a no-fly zone over the downtown of Cleveland, especially the epicenter being Quicken Loans Arena. Get this. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, has put a no-fly zone over downtown Cleveland up to 30 nautical miles from Quicken Loans Arena beginning Sunday at 6 p.m. Nobody can fly other than commercial airliners coming in and out of Hopkins International Airport. Basically, all the other airports are grounded. If you have an airplane, private airplane, you can't fly. If you have a company that will, you know, fly helicopter rides over Lake Erie, you're done too. You're grounded. Tow banners, grounded. So, unfortunately, you know, it's so late in the game here, so late in and so close to the Republican National Convention itself, there's almost nothing we can do. When the federal government says there's going to be a no-fly zone, there's going to be a no-fly zone. There's just not enough time to appeal to the correct authorities to get some kind of temporary restraining order. So what we decided to do, since we could not fly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the Republican National Convention, we decided to double up our airplane flights, our tow banner flights, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll be flying two flights each day for 4 hours apiece. And I can tell you this, everybody, if you're downtown for any one of those days, you're going to know about this, because everybody's talking about the tow banner. Everybody's talking about abortion. That's why this is one of the most effective mass media projects that's available. You know, we can't do this on television. It's too expensive. We can't do this on television because the images themselves would be censored. You wouldn't be able to put an aborted baby photo and a victim image on television. Of course, you can show all kinds of other blood and guts, you know, but you can't show the reality of abortion, because if that were, if you were to do that, then the TV stations would be inundated with people calling, complaining, many of them post-abortive. And of course, the TV stations don't want to hear or see that. So that's why they don't play it. It's not because it's graphic. That's not the reason they don't show the images on television. If that were the case, then all this other kind of shoot 'em up television that's, on the TV set, they wouldn't allow that. See, the difference between that and abortion is the shoot 'em up or the gory TV shows or movies, nobody's complicit in those virtual deaths that are being shown on television. With abortion, people are complicit, and they're not virtual deaths, they're real deaths. And that's why they're censored on television. That's why we have to go to the public square, which includes the skies above major cities like Cleveland. And that's why we're flying our tow banner over the downtown area of Cleveland. So be praying for us as we continue the project. We will still be rolling our billboard truck and jumbo TV on the grounds or on the streets of Cleveland throughout the Republican National Convention. But for the most part, our work is done on the street because of the victory there with the platform committee. Now, quickly, I want to shift gears to the Democrat National Convention, which comes directly after the Republican National Convention. There's actually only 3 days between the two. We will be redirecting our resources and our focus to the Democrat National Convention right away. And we are going to assume, at least at this point, that there will also be a no-fly zone over Philadelphia for the 4 days of the Republican, or I'm sorry, the Democrat National Convention. Because of that, we are going to also fly our tow banners over the Democrat National Convention 3 days before the convention begins. We'll also be on the ground with our billboard trucks and television, portable television. So, folks, we ask you to pray for us. Please pray for us as we continue to fight the good fight here in Cleveland and then in the next coming weeks in Philadelphia. We really need your support. We need your prayers as we continue to raise up the standard of Jesus Christ and the gospel in the public square and the sanctity of human life. God, we've been asking that God would cause us to repent for the shedding of innocent blood. and bring us back to repentance and this nation, restore this nation to be great again. We appreciate you listening to the program. And if you want to pick us up, go to createdequal.org. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.